Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And tonight, finally, after serious, intense rehab, my co-host, Mr. J, is back from his untimely...
Oh, you got jokes, man. Come on, stop it now. Stop it. What's up, everybody? What's up? I'm back, you know. Not 100%, but, you know, I'm here. Glad to be here than there, you know. What's going on with everybody?
Hey, man, glad to have you back, and I'm glad that, you know,
Before we go any further, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I, you know, have to clear up some rumors. It seems a certain rumor has been going around. I had a certain kind of accident, and I went one way, and she, you know, she went a different way. You know, we won't go into details, but this accident did not happen the way my esteemed co-host claimed it to be. All I will say is that, yes, I was hit. Yes, I was hurt, but not the way he said it happened, and I leave it at that.
You don't want to cop to. Look, man, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. And, of course, Mr. J wants you to email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com with your questions, comments, concerns, and what else?
Check it out. They can also hit us up on the Facebook page, The Smooth Drama Show. That's The Smooth Drama Show on Facebook. You can find us there. You can drop your messages. You can put in your suggestions. You can drop pictures. Whatever you want to do. We're there 24/7.
Wow, ain't that nice?
Yeah, because I created the page, so, you know.
Created the page, so.
I've been busy. Man, what's up? What we got going on tonight? Let's go. I'm ready.
For my homies out there and homegirls out there drinking your bottled water, if you're drinking that Dasani, stop. Coca-Cola has done a recall after several thousand bottles of their drinking water was found to be contaminated with a parasite. So, as you know, it's purified tap water. Well, they had a clear parasite in a bunch of them. So, and this parasite is responsible for fever, rash, vomiting, and stomach bloating. So,
man, that just sounds like some dirty water from Mexico.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
And basically.
You sure it ain't that Flint water?
Hey. That might have been where they processed it.
Well, at this point, it could be from Flint. It could be from North New Jersey. It could be from anywhere. Just don't drink the Dasani water, y'all. Put it down. Don't drink it.
Yeah.
That's all. That's my commentary on it. Don't drink it.
Yeah.
No.
Right. I mean, because there are pictures of the parasite. I was like, man. It almost made me blow.
Well, tell people in case they don't believe us or believe you. Tell them where they can go to see this for themselves, you know, so we can get some backup proof on it.
Well, you can Google. You can Google Dasani water and parasites and the recall. I mean,
okay.
It's horrible.
Has this been put in the news already, or you found it on the internet instead of like on TV?
No, it's in the news. You know, okay. Obviously they don't want to talk about it crazily because it's hurting their business.
They didn't want to, I mean, not to change the subject, but they didn't want to talk about what's going on in Houston. Oh, by the way, big shout out to everybody in Houston, you know, that you know, going through what they're going through. We're with you. We feel for you. You know, last week when it was occurring, this big rainstorm they had, the only way I knew about it, to be honest with you, I was listening to one of the, you know, a certain morning show. And, you know, over here on the East Coast, and the people called in and spoke with Bun B, you know, from UGK, and he was the one pointing out what was going on. He said that, you know, the major networks weren't even reporting it, or at least, you know, to his knowledge. So,
well,
once again, you know, I'm just saying a quick shout-out to everybody that, you know, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's real serious, but as you know, is only affecting poor folks, so don't talk about it. I mean, it got more play because this idiot reporter who asked Draymond Green about three-pointers, and you shooting three-pointers, is that why it's raining in Houston? And Draymond Green is like, dude, are you serious? I feel sorry, and I pray for the people in Houston that are going through the flooding and all this. It's got nothing to do with basketball. That's a dumb comment. You asked me that before. And if I was from Houston, I'd be trying to help the people. It's like, idiot.
Well,
report.
You know, I mean, I truly hope and pray that this does not, well, I know the severity of this storm is nothing like Katrina back in 2005, but at the same instance, you know, it's like people are losing their homes, you know, and a couple of people already lost their lives.
Right.
You know, so regardless how this storm came about, you know, it's not going to be on the same level as Katrina, but it still deserves, you know, national press. It still deserves some type of coverage. You know, if we can put it this way, if we as people that live in this country, if we can go on Facebook and change our profile pages or a bombing or something like that overseas, why can't we do something for the people in Flint and people in Houston?
Well, nobody cares about poor folks in this country. They care about poor folks in everybody else's country. That's kind of how it goes, right?
I mean, you know, I said this year that I was going to come back on and not be as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Angry, so to speak.
Angry?
As I used to be, angry or opinionated or judgmental. But I lied. You know, America don't care about us. Let's just be real. America does not care. And for all y'all out there that may have an opinion or disagree with what I'm saying, just hear me out. Why is it that when all these, you know, other than, I mean, even with these, you know, when it's a tornado or something, but I'm talking specifically what's been happening in the last couple of weeks with, you know, the storm in Houston, the water issues in Flint and now in North New Jersey and all that they're finding out in all these other, quote-unquote, urban cities. You know, it's in the news today, but then it's not really in the news. These people care more about this stupid election than they do about lies. I mean, real lies. You know what I'm saying?
But we
you know, it's
we don't talk about the election, but not right now. I think in the spirit of things, in the fact that you're back, and I'm trying not to shed a tear as I speak. Mr. James back.
You got jokes. 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435. Call in, give us an opinion, talk to us, let us know what you think about whatever. Go ahead.
Well, now, I like talking about stupid studies. And there was one that was sitting out there that I couldn't help but talk about. Could smell be the secret to attraction? Apparently, they're creating an app that says whether you smell good or that you stink.
Okay, see, for you to even bring that up, and no, I mean, because you brought it up, let's talk about it for a moment. They're creating an app that basically will distinguish whether somebody smells good or smells bad. Why? Why? I mean, isn't the human nose, isn't that what, you know, we use that for?
Well, no.
We don't?
No. No, apparently you need an app that's going to be on your phone.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm sorry. I don't think so. No,
you put it next to the person, and supposedly this app is going to say whether or not they need to shower or their breath stinks. I'm like, I don't know how you do that. I mean, it's kind of funny because I'm guessing if a girl pulls out her phone and it like puts it next to me, I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, better yet, you know, shoot. I mean, okay, if that's the case, some of these dudes, you know, if they're in a strip club, boom, you can put it right on the stripper.
Mm.
Think about it, you know?
Mm. No.
You know, baby, you can go in the back and, you know, freshen up because, you know, you ain't not getting my tens if you, you know, come on, you're smelling. If we want to use the app, let's use it. And really, they should also create an ugly app. So you just walk around all day with your phone. And, this is the way it would work. If somebody sends you a picture, like, you know, like on social network, automatically, the ugly app will notify you that you got a picture. And automatically, it'll tell you whether that person's ugly or not. You don't need to speak to them anymore.
Yeah, but the app will just say all black folks is ugly.
No, wait a minute. How did you come to that conclusion?
Because who's going to make the app? Come on, man. Think about what you just said.
Yeah. I mean, all of this is silly. I mean, true. I mean, there's some black folk out there that are smart enough to make it. I mean, anybody, I think, at this point should be able to make an app. I mean, you know, they make it seem like it's so easy to do.
I'm just saying,
you know what? You spend too much time looking for that story. You got to find me a better one than that. Come on.
I didn't spend no time looking for that story.
That's the whole point. You didn't. Come on now. You know how I am with your stories. Come on.
Bring me another one. The playoffs is getting dry now. I mean, Chris Paul.
I knew you want to start talking about basketball. But go ahead.
I'm just saying, when you see what's happened, when Curry went down and got hurt, it was like everybody in the Bay Area almost died. You know, I mean, and basically their title hopes is dead now.
That just tells me that they got all their hope in one person, and that just says to me that they don't have enough faith in the rest of the players.
It ain't about the faith in the rest of the players. No Steph Curry there, not winning the title. At least not in the
But just think about what I just said. You just said that now that Curry went down, like, all their hopes died. So basically what you're saying that all the other players on the team, although they may be good, without Curry, they can't do nothing.
Brother, it's like if Jordan would have got hurt in the playoffs. Are you telling me that you're picking Chicago?
What? No, you're not. You're not. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You're not getting what I'm saying. You're just basically saying that the team is Curry.
No, what we're saying is, hey, that team has a player who is not at 100%. Not at 100%. They're dead in the water. Now, the basketball guys did speak yesterday, and Chris Paul broke his hand, and Blake Griffin is out for the season, for the rest of the year. So I'm like, I'm thinking like maybe there's some voodoo dolls in San Antonio.
And you really think your Pacers are going to win? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't even think. Why you even touch that?
I know that's the only place I could go with it.
See, you know, And I wasn't even going to go there about your Knicks and how we clinched the playoff against y'all. I wasn't even going to go there on that.
Okay.
You can
sing that song all day. My Knicks suck. Okay, but your whole point to the story is what?
Nothing. There's no point.
Okay.
I'm done.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of y'all just tuning in, yes, we do this every Tuesday, every Thursday. Yes, it'll be like this every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I got nothing. I got nothing. We going to go on break, man. 347-826-7435. Yeah, this is Chino XL. Nunca. Like I got Nunca.
Chino, my love, although many will come before you, trying to be just like you, there will never be another you. You've traveled so far to get here. Don't allow the world to make you forget why our ancestors are with you and will lead you.
Never will you miss a time to me. Never love my enemy. Never take my history. You can never block my destiny. Never did love follow me. And I'll never return to garbage. I'll take the jealousy to my heaven and marriage me. Some nights I feel like I've been forsaken by God. Victimized, plagiarized like Spielberg, that I'm a star. Unzip like Isaac Ackman's raw. He who laughs, laughs, laughs best. But never again is the mantra that I cry.
Like the Me fear y'all niggas? Never.
Together you got smooth drummer.
We're back.
Back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my co-host, Mr. J. That was Chino XL, Nunca.
He sounded a little angry, but hey, before we go any further, I just wanted to give a big, big rest in peace to the Purple Man himself. He touched a lot of lives. He played, he had some of the best music, I don't care, in my generation and in generations to follow. There's not going to be another one quite like him. I just want to give a big shout-out to him.
Shout-out to him. The artist formerly known as officially
now.
There you
go. Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. I'd like to give another shout-out, if you don't mind. I'd like to give another shout-out to a friend of mine, Michelle. You know, she reached out to me today, wanted to wish me luck on coming back on the show. So, Michelle, if you're out there listening, thanks for the reach out. You know, I told you I would say, you know, hello to you. That's what I'm doing. And anybody else who I reach out to today who I did not mention, I do apologize. But, you know, I'm thanking you for listening, and hopefully you continue to listen. And inbox me. Let me know what you think, you know, your thoughts, everything. All right? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's all you want to shout out?
No, I got more. I got more, but, you know, we got time.
Like this Marquis, you just shout out everybody.
Hey, man. While we doing all this, I just wanted to touch base on one thing. No, for real. I don't watch, you know, cable. You know, I haven't watched in a while. I haven't watched my shows like Game of Thrones, and stuff like that. But I understand there was a certain video.
Yeah.
That came out this weekend. You know, they make a big to-do about it. It's been all over the internet. What's the deal with Beyonce and Lemonade? Just, you know.
Okay.
I mean,
well.
Personally, I mean, I saw the video today. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Even if it was all, you know, if it's not true with the same regardless, my point is this. Certain things should just not be put out there and you know, for everybody to even comment on. This, I don't care how what angle you look at it, I'm just saying she wrong to even put the song out.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, she put this song out basically, and one of the listeners is going to have to chime in. But it was basically a diss song, huh?
You're talking about Lemonade.
Yeah, she, you know, this is this song, and, you know, in the song she basically puts my man Jay on blast, like, you know, for some things that he, wait a minute, for some things that he supposedly did, whether he did or not, I don't even care. My point is, that's your husband, that's his wife. Why are you putting it out there for everybody else to, you know, to comment on? It's nobody's business.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
It was already out there, so... She basically was saying, look, Heifer, I'm putting you on blast. You want to put yourself out there like that? I'm going to put you out there. And the Heifer that she put out there has been inundated on her social network and everywhere else with all
okay, but, I mean, this is just my take on the way I'm seeing things. It's like, before,
okay.
You know,
different
she, No, I'm just saying, I'm not on nobody's side. I'm just saying, regardless of whatever the situation was, if he did, if he didn't do it, I don't even care, you know? Really, I don't. But to put a song out by it and then just add more, you know, more fuel to the flame, even though the story was out there for a while, who cares? All you're trying to do is sell records. I get it, but
right.
It went about it a different way.
And it kind of worked. So...
I just wanted to put that out there. I mean, I know we all over the place tonight, but I just wanted to put that out there.
That's what happened. Look, she sold records. And nowadays, it's kind of hard to sell records. So if you can sell a record.
But your Beyonce, it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard.
Hey, but look, she was hard. She went hard in the paint. She like, look.
Okay, but who did she go hard on? The girl that supposedly he cheated with? Or did she just put her personal business out there with her husband?
No, the girl that cheated. She put
okay,
her
did you
there.
Listen to all the lyrics about what she was saying directly to him?
Hey, look. Hey, he put his dick in there. He got to deal with it. That's what happened.
I understand it, but my whole point is, I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, the lone person, but I don't really care. I mean, I just don't understand why you would even want to put your business out there like that. But again,
well,
you're right. We live in an age where social media, social networking, you know,
right.
It is what it is.
People put their business out there all, I mean, as a celebrity, your business is out there anyway. So in her case, she's like, shit, I'm controlling the narrative. So there's the speculation and all this other stuff that y'all think, nah, this is what happened. And she put it out there. And yeah, that heifer right there, Dame's ex, she was the one that was sucking my man, and she put it out there. And hey, you know, I don't agree, but it ain't my call. It ain't my life.
All right. Let me just ask you this. And listeners, you know, chime in if you want. I hope you do. But just straight to you. If you Jay, okay, if you're Jay, how do you handle something like that? Let's just say he knew nothing. I mean, he didn't have access to listening to the record before it comes out. You know, and then she puts it out. No, I mean, I know he did. He probably had something to do with the video. But I'm just saying, how would you respond to this?
You don't respond to it. What do you mean, how do you respond to it? There's nothing for him to say. The response is in the bank account.
All right, I guess.
I mean, look, that's the bottom line. It's the money. She sold a lot of records over the weekend and going to continue. Every controversy, people are going to go listen. Like, what's she talking about? So if it's not
Like someone said to me once, the lie is more entertaining than the truth. So, okay, I get it.
Yeah, but this wasn't a lie.
I know. I'm not saying that there was a lie. I'm just saying that I guess what I'm saying is, like, nowadays it doesn't matter what it is. You know, as long as it's entertaining to the public, they'll eat it up. Never you mind if it's a personal issue, something, you know, that, you know, something close to home.
But you put all your business out there. Yeah, but at that level, there is no personal business. Look, they got, see, we don't live like them. See, because me and you, we don't have dudes hanging out in our bushes, jumping out, taking pictures, driving down the street, chasing us. So when we doing our quote unquote dirt, there ain't nobody looking, checking for it. Look, she can't, and he can't do anything privately unless they're behind the doors.
I get it. I just, you know.
So, I mean, for them, there's no such thing as privacy. Everybody already knows. So for them, it's like, look, we gonna make money off of it. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
All right, on to the next. So what's your what's your take on Birdman?
No take on Birdman. I don't care about that. Look, dude being
gay. Wait a minute. You got no comment on that. Okay.
What? I never care about Birdman or Lil Wayne. Come on, man. Just because I'm from New Orleans don't mean I care.
No, I'm just saying, you know, he rolls up to a radio station with, like, 7 or 8 goons, all nicely dressed, nobody dressed in, you know, battle gear, but, you know, freshly pressed sweatsuits and whatever, and then he going to sit up there and just demand that everybody put respect, you know, put some respect on it. I mean,
okay.
His ignorant ass, I'm just saying, you know, that was,
I thought
that was a waste of air time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's real news to me. I mean, one, I'm not buying any records. And if he talking about put some respect on it, or somebody respect me, and I don't care.
With a K, man, with a K.
Yeah, well, I know with a K, but it doesn't matter. I believe Ice Cube said, I cross them out with a K. And that's it. Long time ago.
Yeah.
West Side Connection. That's how I'm living with it. So, yeah. Moving on to what's next. I've been doing my weekly drug of the week. You know?
Your weekly drug of the week?
My drug of the week. You know, every week.
Well, you got one for every week? Man,
Man, there's a drug out there that is ripe and ready to mess your whole life up. And
because I don't do drugs, shoot, you know, that can be anything stronger than an aspirin at this point, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the quote-unquote legal stuff. Our drug of the week this week, Trulicity, which is a diabetes drug. The only thing is about this drug, it's supposedly it's a once-a-week injectable prescription medicine to improve blood sugar in adults with type 2 diabetes.
So what's the downside to it?
Well, see, but here's the point. They go on to say, Trulicity is not recommended as the first medication to treat diabetes. It is not
what the hell they got on the market for?
Right. Hold on. It gets better. It has not been studied in people who have had inflammation of the pancreatitis. It should not be used by people with a history of severe gastrointestinal disease, people with type 1 diabetes, or people with diabetic ketoacidosis. And it's not
basically, if your ass got any form of diabetes or any issues with blood, don't take it.
Oh, I hadn't even got to the side effects yet, brother. I hadn't even got to the side effects. That's just what they said don't do. Side effects are nausea, good old diarrhea, vomiting, decreased appetite, and indigestion. Also, if you have pain in your abdomen that is severe and will not go away, stop taking Trulicity and call your healthcare provider right away. Also, it may cause low blood sugar and loss of breath, dizziness, blurred vision, anxiety, irritability, mood changes, sweating, slurred speech, hunger, confusion, drowsiness, shakiness, weakness, headache, fast heartbeat, or feeling jittery.
Okay, with all that being said, what was the purpose of putting this drug out on the market if it ain't going to do nothing but damn near kill you?
I don't know.
Yes, this is the world we live in, and FDA, yes, and, you know, the FDA are the people who approve these drugs. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, so people are trying to, you know, we say, just say no to drugs, and they talking about crack and heroin and coke and all that stuff is fine, but this stuff is legal. And I'm like, instead of exercising and watching your diet, you're going to take this and this shit to kill you.
Come on now. I mean, exercising, watching your diet, what's your demographic in your audience? Who are you talking to? You know damn well, I mean, granted, there's people out there that do that, and there's people out there that don't. The ones that don't, for whatever reason, I mean, I'm not going to go into detail, but they choose not to for whatever the reason is. Those that want to live a certain lifestyle, at the end of the day, it's obviously up to you. But I'll never understand, like, if you have all these options on how to live a better lifestyle, why not try that instead of sitting somewhere or going through a drive-through ordering everything but thank you, come again and please on the menu, and then talking about, you know, and then ordering a Diet Coke to wash it all down with. And that's my first commentary on that.
I gotta have my Diet Coke. But I am gonna talk about something that's near and dear to male hearts all over.
What, the song calendar? We want to do it again?
Well, yeah, but that's a little bit later.
That's right, y'all. Smooth Drama. The Smooth Drama Show has a song calendar, man, for 2016, 2017. But go ahead.
Yeah. What I was talking about, actually, was how to bring down prostate cancer.
Fellas, listen up. Yeah. Ladies, if you got a man and you care about him, listen up. This is a medical moment. Go ahead.
It's a medical moment. Ladies, if you want to help your man bring down the risk of prostate cancer, help him ejaculate.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You mean to tell me all these men out here suffering from that, you know, that serious situation, and all that really they need, or one of the ways of helping them along with this is by their lady, their girl, or some trick that they paid just to help them, you know, release some tension, jerk off, masturbate?
Hey, I'm going off the study. See, researchers follow.
And now they have a study for that?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. 3,200 men starting in 1992 when they were in their 20s and continuing.
24 years.
Yes, through 2010. And during this period, 4,000 of the men were diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now, they said that men who ejaculated at least 21 times a month in their 20s were 19% less likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer than men who ejaculated no more than 7 times a month, the study found.
So the guys that jerked off for 3 weeks as opposed to the guys that jerked off for 1 week, you know, they had a better chance of beating prostate cancer.
Yeah, because they said the men who ejaculated more often in their 40s were 22% less likely to get prostate cancer diagnosis.
So where does the lady come in? Lady,
well,
listen up.
Well, basically, the frequency is like this. Men who ejaculate at the low end, 0 to 3 times a month, were more likely to have other medical problems and die prematurely from causes other than prostate cancer. And this is coming from lead study author Jennifer Ryder, who did the analysis while working at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. So,
okay,
ladies,
so I got one question. I mean, so what about all these dudes that didn't take part in the study that have been jerking off for years with or without any help from anybody? What about them?
What about them?
That includes you and I too, so you know, it's not that like we don't do it, but
yeah, but no,
you know.
See, we're not talking about jerking off. See, I wanted to talk about a bigger, broader issue here.
Right, it's the prostate. Right, I get it.
No, I'm not talking about the prostate. No, see, you're missing the point, brother. What I'm talking about is to the ladies, and this is directly to the ladies, gentlemen, whoever. When women come around a man and then you talk to men and you say, and I've heard this, and I'm sure you've heard this, women say, well, all men want is sex. And I would say, no, it is not sex that we're looking for. It's actually, we're trying not to get prostate cancer. We didn't know how to express it. But right now, fellas, explain to your women, hey,
it's all about prostate cancer, babe. That's
all. I don't want to die on you. Please help
that's
me live.
Ladies, listen up. He's speaking truth here, fellas. We have figured it out. This is what it's really about. We're not about the sex. We just don't want to die of prostate cancer.
Right.
Help us out.
Yes. That's what this
help
is.
Help us out.
You know,
you
come to a man's house.
Can I get a hand? Can I get a hand? Can I get 2 hands? You know? You all have a hand in this. Come on, help us out.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you, Smooth. I knew you was going somewhere with that. I just wasn't sure, but now I know.
See, Smooth Drama, we are against cancer. And how can we save our people? Release. We need
that's
that.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
You know, if we are relieved, we're much happier people.
Right. You know, I mean, I think there's the breast cancer month where, you know, and I'm nice enough where, you know, if you're a lady in my presence, I will check your breast. I will check everywhere for you to make sure you have lumps or don't have lumps. I'm there for you. And so,
you know what, we need to implement that into, we just need to help each other out more often.
Yes.
Brothers, the fellas don't want to die of, you know, prostate cancer.
No.
Testicular cancer.
Exactly.
No? Ladies, y'all don't want the breast cancer. You only want the ovary cancer.
Right.
So let's help one another out.
You know,
for real.
See, you feeling me now.
And that's what it's all about.
That's
feel
it.
Me.
Right.
Feel me.
Feel him. Feel me too.
Feel her.
Yes. Because
right?
It's by the spirit of reciprocation.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
You know, that you got to look at it for what it is.
Speak on
it. It's simple. Survival of the race.
And we need each other because, you know, we
yeah.
out here, we out here getting knocked off one by one from several
right.
different factors. And if we can avoid it, why not try?
It, you know, I mean, it's bad enough out there in the world. They trying to shoot us, take us out. And then you start talking about black on black crime. And then you talk about the cancer. This is how we can give back to each other.
Black on black love.
Yes.
So, for y'all out there listening, if you with your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, or if you cheating with somebody, just take a moment out. If there ain't nothing sexual, just check them for lumps. Check them for any irregular, you know, anything they ain't supposed to be there. You know?
Right.
Help them out.
Say, I got you, baby. Hold still.
Yeah.
Let me take care of you.
Let me take care of that. Y'all
that,
thank us tomorrow, I'm telling you. Y'all gonna thank us.
Yes. On that note, we gonna go on break. This is the homies, House of Mill, Ballad of the Pride.
Copped the mittens in the piston, saw the skull, and gave him 20 bucks. No, it wasn't real. Louis tried it off the school flat in the Grand Hill Zoo. Girls at school didn't think he was too cute. He missed the personality, so he still pursued a few. I'm off topic, back to the trotting. Walking through the alleyway, some brothers out plotting. Waistline rockets, pulled out and cocked them. Instead, break yourself through before we start popping. This is the ballad of the prime. Damn, he's in a tight situation. What's the perfect platform to use his imagination? See, most don't know how clever the prime is. Looking for the force, but then they use the Jedi mind trick. It wasn't with him, everybody laughed. In the midst of the giggling, he turned around and ran. Heard the gun flash, teleported in the flash. Wound up on top of a desk and Miss Ruby's in Spanish class. His fear jazz, he got down and dashed to his grandparents' house to have a chat with his ram. He said you have a gene passed through your criminal biological father who can make himself invisible. He robbed banks from New Hampshire to Houston. Now you know the deal, you're half human, half mutant. Just remember you have great abilities, now master your craft so you're ready for your enemies. This is the ballad of the prime. Days on out, nights on end, he trained, learning to control this remarkable gift he gained. More than just bending the time-space continuum, he gained the power of the pen so we can translate. And let this guy trail mad and master of invention. He took a
of life in the prime school. I'm on a mission about Dr. Wack the Gun and all of his henchmen. They gave him gadgets and digits to give him great assistance. What was the talking backpack to serve as a sidekick? Remember Knight Rider? Well, yeah, he sort of like kids together. Trell and Prime formed automatic, and their mission is to recreate the golden era magic. To resurrect the villain today, hip hop is missing. And catch Dr. Wack the Gun and knock him out position. So next time you grab the mic to spit a rhyme, if it's whack, you gon' have to face the wrath of the prime. This is the ballad of the prime.
A-Fox, an amazing backpack crusader of hip-hop was born to die. Along with his sidekick, inventor Trell Knight, his gadgets keep him alive and enable him to be Alex Kendall, famous author of children's books, head of Imagination Media, and our superhero, A-Fox.
Together you guys move from the
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Mr. J. That was the homies, House of M, Battle Ballad of the Prime. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435.
Call us.
Yes. Now, speaking to that, you know, I saw the news and I saw your president. He was sitting up there talking about we're going to send the U.S. Special Forces to Syria, about 250 or so. They not leading the fight. He said, because, you know, we got a really, really good military. He's like, they just there to advise. On the ground.
Yeah, they're always there to advise until they're attacked. Then they're allowed to retaliate.
Right.
That's the thing. We don't go to war. We're there to help train their troops or help secure whatever area needs to be secure, whatever, or protect certain individuals. But the moment we are attacked, then that gives us the right to either retaliate with the troops or send a drone overhead somewhere and bomb something, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. He's just living out these last couple of months, doing whatever. He could care less. And I'm not mad. I don't really need I voted for my president in office.
That wasn't my point. And I'm not mad at him. I mean, I'm not even forgetting the fact that he got that Nobel Peace Prize for peace, withdrawing the troops. But now he's sending troops. But I'm not going to talk about the contradiction. I was actually going to say, I'm still waiting, and I guess I shouldn't hold my breath. I'm waiting on that press conference where they talk about filtering out the water in Michigan, Flint, Michigan, in particular.
That's probably not going to happen. If it does happen, it's probably not going to happen sometime in the summertime, before the the Democratic convention or somewhere around there. I don't see it happening for another, you know, couple of months. I mean, that's something that should have happened right when it started. But, you know, come on, this is America.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just gonna make it a point to bring it up every week that the fact that here in America, if you take a shower in Michigan, you're gonna get lead poisoning, and eventually it's gonna hasten your death. Talking about fixing anything. The last report was, hey, the water is going to filter itself out, and eventually it'll be clean. That was the last report.
Look, at this point, I mean, we could probably go on for days on this particular subject alone, but is it going to change anything? No, not really. I mean, I do feel bad for those people in Flint and other parts of Michigan, other parts of this country that are probably experiencing the same problem. Should our government have done something about it? Of course they should have. But, you know, this, in my opinion, should the president have spoke out more than what he has on this? Yes. Why he didn't? I don't know. But, you know, what else is new?
It's not that important. I mean, you know, it's important.
What, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
What's important is Donald Trump is running for president.
Nah.
Now, I joke about that. No, hear me out. I joke about that. But tonight, from what I understand, he won a couple of more. He swept in a couple of more states, like five states, bringing his superdelegate total, rising up the total, and Cruz and the other guy from Illinois got Kasich, got nothing. All I'm going to say is this. Folks, if y'all ain't paying attention to what's going on in this country as far as politics and who has power, then y'all are truly sleepwalking. Even if one of those, or even if Trump does not win and let's say Hillary wins, it doesn't really matter at this point. All that really matters is those that are not of European descent or of a certain income tax bracket, a certain, you know, income level, we is all in trouble. Mark my words. Doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. We're in trouble.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that on Thursday. Because you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Not going to get into it tonight, but Thursday, stay tuned. Who didn't know, we are back to Tuesday, Thursday. So if you wasn't getting enough of me and Mr. Jake, you get to hug us and squeeze us.
And send those pictures in. Go to the Facebook page, okay? Listen up. The Smooth Drama Show. Inbox show pictures. Or just post them. If, you know, request to join the group, post those pictures. Come on now. We are seriously putting together another calendar. We want the ladies. Yeah, and we want the fellas, too. We're going to have two calendars.
Oh,
now,
hold on. You want the fellas?
I'm secure of my manhood. If a man wants to send me some pictures, I'll put it this way. Any of the dudes out there that if you're not a member of the Facebook group and you want to be request to be a member, we'll add you. Then you can post your picture. Okay? The ladies, y'all can inbox if you don't want everybody seeing your goodies and what you're showing us. And I'm not saying it has to be X-rated. I'm not saying it has to be, you know, G-rated. Whatever you feel comfortable sending in, but I am dead serious. We are putting out a calendar. It's going to be called the Smooth Drama Show Calendar. You can be a calendar girl. And guess what? Pretty soon we'll have, like, the T-shirts and all that to go along with it, and we'll let you know as soon as we get the details together on how you can get yourself a T-shirt. Because we are looking for T-shirt models, aren't we, Smooth?
Yeah, okay.
No, I thought, see... Oh, now all of a sudden, now you're going to leave me hanging out to dry. Okay.
Are we
looking for T-shirt models?
For those who listen, yes, we're looking for T-shirt models. I'm following your lead, big brother. We're looking for T-shirt models. It's Smooth Drama. T-shirt
models. He's laughing because they ain't going to believe me now, but we are looking for models. We're looking for people, like, and what we mean by model is, you know, we'll send you a T-shirt and just wear the T-shirt somewhere and post a picture of you wearing it just, you know, to give us some advertisement. That's all.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now, if you're really bold, you'll wear the thong, too, but, you know, that's a whole different story. But anyway.
Yeah.
The Facebook name is the Smooth Drama Show. You can hit us up there. What's your... Instagram and your Twitter handle?
Yeah, there's no Instagram.
Sorry.
Yeah, because I don't have the heart to take pictures of myself.
We're kind of old with this. We're just doing the Facebook thing. We're not really doing Instagram or Twitter. But you can definitely hit us up on the Facebook.
I get my tweet on.
Get your tweet on?
If you're looking for Smooth, it's just Smooth Drama. Wherever Smooth Drama is, that, you know, you
all right, that's Smooth Drama. You got it.
Right. That's
Smooth Drama. Hit them up on the Twitter. You can hit us up at the Facebook page. You can say hello to me. My name is Mr. J. I'm back. I'm on the air. Or you can say hello to my brother, Mr. Smooth himself. We're back. And, you know, we're going to be doing this two nights a week from 12 in the midnight to the 1 a.m. hour, on the East Coast, and it's going to be from 9 to 10 on the West Coast. And everywhere else in between, y'all figure it out.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know what the little joke is, because you're over there laughing, you know.
Yeah. I
kind of...
Wait,
I'm trying to be serious about this.
I know you are. And
hey,
I
man,
wanna...
guess what? It's good to be back. It's good to
yeah.
be black, too, but, you know, it's good to be back.
Well, I want to say, not only is it good to have you back, but I did want to end on a serious. There's a rapper who is falsely accused of killing someone, and now he's coming up. There's petitioners who are seeking his release. Because he was falsely accused of McKinley Mac Phipps. And there was no evidence, no DNA evidence or anything, nothing that put him in the crime scene. But, of course, he got arrested. Now, someone else has come forward and said, yeah, I did it. And now they're talking about letting him out.
Well, do you have more on the story? Or is there any place, you know, we can go to read this or comment on it?
Yeah, he has a clemency petition.
No, I'm saying, do you have access to it? Is it on our Facebook page or what?
Yeah, his petition is posted on change.org.
Okay.
And Kenley Phipps. So if you want to sign his petition, because basically what happened was this. He's got more than 1,000 people who have signed in a few days. And he sent
we're
it to
try to get that posted onto the page tomorrow,
yeah.
Either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, because basically, and the funny thing is, they came out with a statement, we believe that the unique facts of this case, his record as an inmate, and his potential to contribute to society in meaningful ways should have him released, and he's an ideal candidate for clemency. He's been behind bars since February 2000. In a fatal shooting of a fan at a show just outside New Orleans. He was charged with first-degree murder despite a lack of forensic evidence linking him to the crime, as well as the confession of another man.
Mm.
Yeah,
he's guilty because, number one, he was black. Number two, he's a rapper. You know, so come on, he was guilty.
High prosecution witnesses have told the Huffington Post that police and prosecutors bullied them into fingering him. Not that that's a surprise. Not that it's a surprise, right?
I'm not surprised. I'm just hoping that when he is released, the state will do the right thing and, you know, compensate this man accordingly for 16 years
yeah,
of his life.
But you know, it's 16 years. And I mean, what's the compensation for my time that you took away?
Oh, well, no, there is no, I'm saying, you're right, there is no true compensation. They screwed this one up, and this man paid, you know, he's paid with his life, you know, 16
right.
years of his life. But at the same time, what happened to those cops that did the bullying, you know what I'm saying, or the prosecutor who prosecuted the case, knowing that the cops lied or, you know, had no real evidence? They get away free.
Yeah, I would take a gander that they got away scot-free. And probably, if anything happens, they'll be forced to retire with their pension, like always.
Well, before we go, I just wanted to say, you know, once again, it's been my pleasure. Folks, anybody within the sound of my voice, you know, tell your friend, tell your lover, tell everybody. Check us out on Thursday. Check us out on the Facebook page, The Smooth Drama Show. Become a member, become a friend, you know, friend us, you know. We want y'all to come through and give us any positive or negative insight, you know, any feedback, you know, post pictures, whatever. If you got suggestions, do all that, you know, because the only way we can make this show better is, you know, with your help. So, you know, thank you for listening to our craziness tonight. There'd be more, you know, in 48 hours.
For Mr. J, I'm Mr. F the N-word, and we out. Peace.
We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast.
smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.